first of three rounds. And as we pointed out earlier, it's an 8-4 score for Abdullah Al-Jabari, 9 for Eric Lamaz, 12 for Rodrigo Pessoa.
Well, the final rider then comes into the Rolex Stadium for the chance to win the gold medal here at the World Equestrian Games. And this time it's Philippe Lejeune, who has been fault-free up until now, riding a horse that's also been fault-free up until now, and that is Hickstead. So if he can go through, what a success story it would be. On a glorious Kentucky night here, in front of a crowd of probably around 20,000, Philippe Lejeune can ride into the record books. On his way now, over the first fence. And he's over that turning now, on the angle to the second, and he's through that nicely enough. Hickstead is quite a free-running horse, but controlled now, and he's safely over the third fence too. Now this big loop round to the fourth fence, the side of the arena, and now turning towards this big spread, comes to it, gets a little close, but is through it, and it's now within touching distance for Philippe Lejeune over the next fence, finally over that. The upright stands off it a long way, but is over it. What a good horse this. Hickstead has been impeccable throughout, and Philippe Lejeune is on his way now. He's just got the Rolex treble between him and World Championship glory over the middle part. He's now the world champion. He can't be beaten. Brilliant from the Belgian. And for the second successive World Championship, it's a Belgian who will lift gold. Jos Lansnik was the last one back in 2006. Now it is Philippe Lejeune who has taken gold. The crowd are celebrating and standing on their feet. Hickstead was brilliant too and has won the top horse prize, but it's Philippe Lejeune who gives Belgium gold, and we must spare a thought for the surprise silver medalist. That is Abdullah Al-Shabat, the brilliant, the young 28-year-old from Saudi Arabia. The bronze medal goes to Canada's Eric Lamaz, with Rodrigo Pessoa missing out in fourth spot. But it's Philippe Lejeune, the Belgian, who is the gold medal winner here in Kentucky and the Rolex Stadium in Lexington. Terrific display. No fences down in his four rounds. And he is running to kiss his groom and celebrate the fact that he is the 2010 world champion.